T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So this is the time of week where, in the past, we've talked to our friend Mike Mayo about what's coming out in theaters, but in this new normal, we talked to Mike today from mike-mayo.com about what's streaming for home viewing. Mike, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. Yeah, I feel like with everything that's going on now, since I have had a long career watching good movies and bad movies, and so I've got a pretty good, you know, broad scope of things that I've seen, and I think I can make some pretty good recommendations of movies that are now available to stream. And again, that's one of the kind of ironies of this situation, where there are no movies to go see in the theaters. Now all of us, most of us who have any kind of access to the streaming services, have more movies at our fingertips, either for free or for a very modest rental fee, that we can see than we've ever had before. And so every week I try to look at a certain kind of movie, say. And today I want to look at 3 really great action movies.
And you went deep in the vault here too, didn't you?
I did, and I did that on purpose, because with action movies particularly, I think the new digital effects have ruined them. Anything you can dream up, you can show on screen. These movies stick much more closely to a realistic look. And even if they're kind of crazy in their plots and everything, you know that you're seeing real stunt people, real cars, real, you know, everything is done with human beings, and that makes a big difference. And the first one is The Road Warrior from 1981, Mel Gibson's, the second Mad Max movie. This is, I think, about as good a pure car action movie as you will ever see. It's short, it's only 95 minutes long. It's basically a Western, and it's set in the, you know, post-apocalypse Australian desert, where these savages are surrounding a fort, and these people who are in the fort want to get out and go to this place that they know about. Max, played by Mel Gibson, is the kind of, you know, cowboy who comes in to save them. Terrific ending and a long chase at the end, involving a tanker truck and a bunch of cars attacking it, is just one of the best pieces you will ever see. I watch this movie every year or so and love it every time I see it.
Okay, so that's from 1981. Now, for the next one, we go back into the 60s.
Yeah, this is The Wild Bunch, and I think this is where the kind of contemporary action movie was really born. This is the first movie that really showed graphic violence using and presented it in a fairly realistic way, though the use of slow motion to enhance it is certainly not realistic, but that gives it the emotional weight. And it's a story of, you know, outlaws at the turn of the century on the Texas-Mexico border. There are 3 big set pieces: the opening bank robbery, then in the middle there is a scene where they hold up a train or hijack a train, really, and then the famous shootout at the end. Those sequences are, I think, still as good as anybody has ever done with that kind of action, and they have been copied hundreds and hundreds of times, and I have never seen them done better than they were there. When this movie came out, everybody was just completely shocked. They'd never seen anything like this, and it just really knocked people over, and it continues to do it today. I, again, can't recommend it highly enough.
Okay, give me a quickie on Leon the Professional.
this is kind of the last one, chronologically last, from 1994, with Jean Reno and a very young Natalie Portman. He's a hitman who goes after Gary Oldman, the corrupt DEA agent who killed her family, and in the process he teaches her how to become a hitman. The characters are really good. Action scenes are great. Gary Oldman just goes nuts in this as the bad guy. And again, just a terrific movie that I really don't think they'd make today, because it's about the relationship between a grown-up man and a 12-year-old girl. There's nothing sexual about it, but it is was controversial then, and it still is.
Okay, in 10 seconds, give me the number one in Mike Mayo's listing of the best action movie ever made.
It would either be one of these or Die Hard. I have to watch Die Hard, you know, every Christmas, because it's just not Christmas.
The original Die Hard is brilliant. Totally agree. Yep. Brilliant. Okay, Mike, be well. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.